this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In today's episode, we're going to address what are the most common side effects of Viagra. Stay tuned to the end because you're going to be surprised at the statistics and what are really some of the common and the serious side effects you need to be paying attention to if you are taking Viagra. If you are thinking about taking Viagra, you need to seriously consider if this is something you want to put yourself at risk for. Viagra, or the generic name sildenafil citrate, causes side effects in approximately 48% of users. It can be mild to something serious. So the common side effects that is reported over 10% of users, and the side effects of Viagra is dose dependent, meaning the higher dose that you take, the more likely the chance that you will get the side effects. Viagra dosage range from 20 milligrams to 100 milligrams. So the higher the dosage, the higher side effect. 11 to 25% of users have headache, and 10 to 31% of users have flushing or redness, and 4 to 19% of users have nasal congestion or congested nose, and 5 to 10% of users have indigestion and dyspepsia, which is kind of gurgling in the stomach. This is between about 1 to 10% of users, and this is more moderately common, or they have visual disturbances where 3% of users have a blue vision and light sensitivity, and 3 to 4% of users have dizziness, and 2 to 3% of users have back pain, and 2 to 3% have muscle aches, and about 2% of users have nausea, and less than 2% of users have skin rash. Now, the serious side effects that is potentially can be life-threatening is priapism, which means erection lasting longer than 4 hours. This affects about 2.4 to 2.6% of users, and it requires immediate attention because priapism can cause permanent penile damage if left untreated. So other things can happen is cardiovascular. That can be very serious, like 0.1% in clinical trial have myocardial infarction or a heart attack, up to even 2%. And then sudden cardiac death is rare, and it's primarily in men with pre-existing heart disease. Severe hypotension or low blood pressure is dangerous when combining if you're taking nitrate for heart disease or if you're taking blood pressure medicine as well. And another serious side effect is stroke. It's very rare at this point, but there are other side effects such as vision-related side effects is rare, but it is serious, and it can involve sudden loss of vision in one of both eyes, or loss of contrast, or you start to have light sensitivity, or you start to have some dark shadows or blind spot in the vision. It's rare. We don't know exactly the percentage, but it does happen. And less than 1% of users have hearing loss that is accompanied by tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and dizziness. Now, just know that the higher dose you go up, the more side effects. Like for headache, 16% get headache 25 milligrams, but then 28% have headache at 100 milligrams. Like flushing, 10% have headache at 25 milligrams, 25% have it at 100 milligrams. And blue vision, 2% have it at 25 milligrams, 11% have it at 100 milligrams. And nasal congestion or stuffy nose, 4% have it at 20 milligrams and 12% have it at 100 milligrams. And also something to know is that if you keep raising the dosage up, your chance of having a heart attack, it goes up to 6%. And then low blood pressure, which caused you to blackout, goes up to 5.5%. Now, just know Viagra must never be combined with the following medication because it causes fatal low blood pressure or hypotension. Number one is nitrate or nitroglycerin, sublingual tablet, patches or spray, isodil or isosorbide, or isosorbide mononitrate, which is IMDR, ISMO, amonitrate, or called poppers. Other medication, guanylate cyclase inhibitors, such as Adempas or Bergwell, is spelled Berquvo. Other high-risk combination is alpha blockers, which is Camsulosin, which is Flomax, right? Because a lot of men with ED have enlarged prostate, and Flomax is one of the most common medication for enlarged prostate. So you're on Flomax and you're taking Viagra, then you need to have your dose adjusted and close monitoring at this point. Another alpha blocker commonly used is Cordura. You need to be careful with that when you're taking Viagra, and another medication called Terazosin as well too. So be really careful when you're taking those medications because your blood pressure will drop. Now, there are extensive safety data from over 13,000 patients on clinical trials and 39,000 patients in post-marketing surveillance. And it shows that death rate is about 0.15% with Viagra, but it's 0.11% with placebo. So it could be not statistically significant, but something to think about. And about 2% of users have severe event. So just be really careful when you're taking it, and especially if you have heart disease or high blood pressure medication, and make sure you discuss it with your doctor. Don't take this online without discussing with your doctor that's prescribing you your other medication. Just a warning, high-risk patients should avoid Viagra, such as if you just had a heart attack or stroke or an arrhythmia. You don't want to take Viagra at least within 6 months of the event. But discuss it with your doctor, please. Discuss it with your heart doctor or your neurologist. And also, those of you that have severe heart failure, you shouldn't be taking Viagra, or you have a history of hypotension or low blood pressure or uncontrolled hypertension. Uncontrolled hypertension is the top number, systolic number 170 over 110. That's uncontrolled hypertension or high blood pressure. Or if you have some ischemic optic neuropathy or eye problem, you shouldn't be taking Viagra either. Or if you have severe liver or kidney disease, you shouldn't be taking Viagra. Now, just know that if you're over 65, you're going to have more frequency of side effects, and you're going to have more sensitivity to blood pressure changes, and that you're going to have sudden cardiac risk during sexual activity. So just know if you should call 911 or go to ER if you're experiencing chest pain or signs of heart attack, erection lasting for more than 4 hours, sudden loss of vision or hearing loss, and severe allergic reactions such as breathing or swelling, or fainting or severe dizziness. So if you're having headache, one of the most common side effects, then most likely it should go away, or you can take a Tylenol or lie down in a dark room. If you're having flushing or nasal congestion, it actually resolves within a few hours. Stay hydrated and really avoid alcohol because it can worsen a syndrome as well too. So Viagra is generally safe when used appropriately, but require careful screening. So you have to see a doctor in person because they have to screen you for your cardiovascular situation before prescribing, looking at your medication, starting with the lowest dose and regular monitoring as well. But before you start taking Viagra, start really looking at your lifestyle. Are you eating a healthy diet? Are you following the Mediterranean diet? Are you obese? Are you exercising? Are you sleeping 7 hours at night? Do you have sleep apnea? Have you had your testosterone checked? And are you drinking excessive alcohol? Excessive alcohol defined 14 drinks a week. Are you smoking? Are you doing porn? Are you doing too much vaping? Those are modifiable factors that if you really modify those factors, you don't really need to take Viagra. In my last episode, I talked about, is ED curable? Yes, it can be cured if you address the root cause of the problem. If you keep taking Viagra, then you're really band-aiding the problem. You're not treating the cause of the problem over time. You're just going to require higher dose, and higher dose have more serious side effects. and then your blood pressure will be worse. You'll kind of have your severe ED form, which then really no good for you because you're really digging yourself a bigger hole than you initially start out with. So my recommendation is if you start to have ED, then don't take Viagra. The first sign is to look at things that you can do to really cure your ED. And that is diet, follow a Mediterranean diet, exercise 30 minutes every other day, to even just walking, sleep, and stress reduction, modifying your lifestyle factors. And I keep stressing this is that your alcohol, smoking, vaping, porn, and managing your stress level as well. So you can cure your ED, but you keep taking Viagra, you will not cure your ED at all. It is just a band-aid at this point. And just know a lot of my patients that I see with ED, which I see more severe form. I see more that had prostatectomy, which I love to see because we can really improve their ED. And so you won't be cured, but you'll be able to have erection again with treatment and with ongoing monitoring as well. But if you have severe ED, then there is a treatment. You need to come by our office. We'll discuss about what we can do for you. But the point I'm trying to say is that there are things that you can do on your own to restore your erection again without taking medication. But I wanted to do this episode to answer a question a little way. A lot of men are taking medication at this point. And if you're taking medication with blood pressure medicine and high cholesterol medicine and diabetes medication, you're really putting yourself at risk for more side effects at this point. And so instead of taking Viagra, maybe look at the root cause of why you have ED and treat that root cause so that way you don't have to take the medication. So let me know what your thoughts are on this. I would love to hear what you've been doing, and it means the world to me if you subscribe and like and share this with somebody that you care about. Over 90% of our viewers are non-subscribers, so non-subscriber, please subscribe to our channel because I put in a lot of work to give you really useful information, and my goal is to make sexual health information accessible for you and not make it a mystery, not make it a stigma, not make it a shameful thing. It's just, I want to share information openly so that way you have a roadmap of what you need to do. There are things you can do. There are all alternatives to ED. You don't have to settle for medication or a surgery. We treated over 7,000 men. We know what it takes to get you restored again. So check out the link for the Mediterranean diet here, as well as our Modern Man Club. It's a space where we work together to help you have ED breakthrough and give you a roadmap to sexual restoration again, where I coach you through every step of the way together with a group of men that are in the same ED situation as you, but who's now found a pathway toward sexual performance. So check it out at noedman.com. I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your terms. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly.
go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.